I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
Brought to you by PC Laptops.
And in your car at 102.7 FM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 63 degrees.
Freeway delays are beginning to thin out. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
Police say a man who served prison time for homicide tried to carjack some fans at knife point after the BYU-Utah football game.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary.
Amanda, people were trying to get out to their cars to get home around midnight, and they called police to say a man had a knife and was trying to get into their car near the Museum of Art. A BYU police officer found the suspect near the administration building and told him to get on the ground, but as the officer waited for backup, he says the suspect stood up and began to fight. Two people nearby jumped in to help restrain him. BYU police say the man is William Ellison. He has a long criminal history, including prison time for a homicide. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We're following up this morning on a developing story from overnight. I-15 luckily is back open this morning after it was closed for hours near Beaver because of an active gunman. The Utah Highway Patrol says a man opened fire on troopers for some reason around 8 o'clock. More than 50 officers helped control the situation. They took the man into custody. We're still waiting to learn why it all started and the possible charges that he will now face.
The accused shooter of an Ogden grocer is working on a plea deal, and a second person is now facing charges in the case. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has the latest.
Investigators say they traced the gun used to shoot and kill the grocer last February to a Kaysville man. Tayden Law now faces two federal firearms charges and is free pending his trial. Police also discovered the gun was stolen in Park City, according to the Standard Examiner. Meanwhile, the 16-year-old accused of the shooting has a tentative plea deal. His next court appearance will be held in adult court. The deal of 5 years to life, if accepted, allows the teen to serve time in juvenile detention until he's 21, then be transferred to prison. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Prosecutors in Logan say they'll charge a man with two counts of felony aggravated assault after he reportedly threatened a pair of teenage girls with a gun. Logan Police Captain Curtis Hooley tells KSL-TV's Andrew Adams the man had been told the girls had stolen one of his kids' bikes.
In the video, you can see him driving down 100 South. He sees them, stops, backs up, gets out of his truck, and you can see he's punched out, appears to be a gun.
Because the man was later seen near Logan High School, the school was put on lockdown.
KSL's top national stories this hour. California Governor Gavin Newsom is feeling optimistic ahead of today's recall election. ABC News political director Rick Klein says the fact that Newsom is in this position at all should be a wake-up call for the party.
The recall campaign began as a reaction to COVID restrictions. It was a backlash to some of the restrictive policies that Governor Newsom put in place, like many governors. And it's ending kind of the same way. It is a referendum, according to Newsom and his campaign, on COVID, just in the other direction.
Democrats are expecting a victory.
Conservative radio host Larry Elder leads the pack of Republicans challenging the governor.
No one, whether it's Obama, whether it's Kamala Harris, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, whether it's Bernie Sanders, no one has uttered the following words. Governor Gavin Newsom has done a good job for the people of California. You won't hear that because he hasn't.
The president referred to Elder as the newest face of Donald Trump-style policy while campaigning in California yesterday.
The president continues his trip to western states today. ABC's Karen Travers reports.
President Biden wakes up in Southern California today after a late night campaigning for Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. The White House is hoping the visit will give Newsom a burst of enthusiasm among Democrats for today's recall election vote. The president travels to Golden, Colorado today to visit the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. There he'll continue his push for his infrastructure plans and his broader economic agenda, focusing on how tackling climate change is necessary and, he'll say, also good for job creation. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
And Pennsylvania converted to all electronic tolling last year and lost more than $104 million in uncollected tolls. Turnpike records show drivers who don't use the EZ Pass had a nearly 1 in 2 chance of riding without paying under the toll-by-plate license plate camera system, About 10,000 Pennsylvania vehicle registrations are currently suspended for overdue toll bills.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.